our divine self to dictate our promises. That means remembering that we can go beyond our own discovery. So our own being, our own private circumstances, the linear evolvement that we tend to attend to, that there's opportunity beyond, there's opportunity of light, there's opportunity of harmony, there's opportunity of true remembrance. So as we will allow our higher awareness, this is going to be our divine self, our higher self, to dictate our promises. So our promises are what our mind maybe still can't even begin to conceive of. It doesn't understand the truth of our soul, the truth of our divine nature. It wants to. That's why we're here. We claim it. We say the affirmations. We do our blessings. But we're still in limited forecast. They're showing me, like, when I went to see a play and you get that little playbook. You can look on the cover, you know the play you're going to, but you haven't opened it up. And when you open it up, there's more activity, there's more affordability, there's more emphasis. So in other words, we're extending ourselves, we're allowing ourselves with full permission. Full permission is we're moving into a reality where there is no lack. So the consciousness we've been dreaming is one of separation. We are always separate from something. We're always competing against other teams, against other employees for the medal, for the prize, because there's only one prize, you know. So this is the dream state, or siblings competing against each other, whatever it is. But we all experience it because this is the mirage of separation from our divine truth. So the more that we obligate ourselves to our higher heart and give full permission of consent, we allow ourselves to evolve beyond prior circumstance, meaning beyond what we can even conceive of in our awareness. So it may be that you find your way to the altar of your heart because you've got a troubling member, they're saying. But member is like, they're saying an institution. So each of us as light workers, we agreed to stumble. We did. We agreed to kind of get stuck, to kind of like, all right, this is where I'm going to wake myself up, because I'm going to need to sow a seed of faith. I'm going to need to sow a seed of light. I'm going to need to find higher truth to solve this mystery. So they're showing me embrace. Embrace is like, it's the world card. So in essence, this is our destiny. This is why we're here. We are each stewards of the light, and we're each here to bring forth the new realm, the new reality. We're not here just to solve the latest linear problem and go about it our merry way. That's going to leave us lacking. That's going to leave us hungry. Because what we're really searching for is our divine truth, our divine essence. So it's like you show up for one thing, you get delivered something else. This is where they're asking us to allow ourselves latitude, to allow ourselves good pleasure. In other words, allow that energy to come on board. So whether it's like the energy of your twin flame, it's the energy of your higher awareness. We're not speaking of another, by the way. When we say twin flame, this is not, oh, I'm going to get that relationship I want. You may, but you must. You must get that relationship with self. That's the priority first. And then whatever your higher awareness, your higher soul has dictated is for the betterment of the all. That's what's going to free flow. You may have gifts, you may have healing gifts that are going to start working through you. They're going to heal you, and then the rest is history, as they say. So we never know what's in store. This is very, very relevant. Even those that have the psychic vision, like, I have a vision, I have a premonition, is this real? This is real. So it is, as you will accept the reality of self. So you want to understand, you're not just opening up to that one freeze frame. You're not opening up to that one secret treasure. It's sort of like they're showing me, like, you're going after that one treasure and you pull a string and then you get an avalanche of wealth, an avalanche of wonderment. So we're each like putting our hands in the cookie jar. We're each accepting our divinity, our divine placement, our divine remembrance. So as we will receive our grand fortune in finale, this is not material fortune, though you may stumble upon secret treasures and be quite wealthy indeed. It's the fortune of your spiritual inheritance. It's this fortune of your divinity. It's the awareness that you've never been separate from any of it. And so as we will allow ourselves to tip the scale in our favorment, so this is opening ourselves up beyond circumstance, beyond understanding. So it's like they're going back to that same theme, that how we have perceived ourselves, how we have received ourselves, is very limiting. If we think we're separated consciousness, well, right there, right there is the altercation. Right there is the opportunity for releasing. And I literally have like something that looks very pretty. It's like, oh, just imagine a scarf all folded up. Oh yes, that's quite lovely. So then you open up a scarf, it is very far reaching. It's like, oh, I had no idea. That's us. So just imagine that first little square. If it's folded over, then it just looks like a folded napkin. Now you got a triangle. But then opening up a scarf. So understand that grandness of expectation, that grandness of consent that we're each tuning into, that we're each consenting to, beyond our imagination. This is very, very relevant, because as our I Am presence descends, as we come to understand our true nature, we're going to explode, they're using this word intentionally, explode in bliss. Well, that sounds quite lovely. What are you doing? I'm exploding in bliss. So exploding in bliss is coming to ourselves, coming to understand that the eyes are deceiving, the physicality, the physical eyes that demonstrate separation are deceiving. So we're waking up to our true remembrance. We're waking up to our Christhood, our Buddhahood. We're seeing the truth in all. Now, we're not going to see them through the old disadvantage. And this is where we're opening up to allow our true remembrance of occurrence. So some of you may have like a healing need, and it's like, well, I just wanted to heal this because I'd really rather avoid, you know, having whatever procedure. So again, it's alerting you to the need to open to your true divine essence, to your true divine nature, and then exploding in bliss. So this means our cellular structure, our DNA, awakens to our holy remembrance. So we're asking for a slice of the pie and we're being delivered the entire pie. They're saying, say it like that. It's like Thanksgiving is coming. Say it like that. They will receive this. So as you will receive your bliss, as you will receive your grand fortune, so remember, whatever is due you, whatever on a soul level you agreed to bring forth, to witness for all to see, to claim, to respond to excel in. You're not looking to the right and left and saying, I want what she has. That is not going to work. That's separation consciousness. Somehow someone has something that I don't and I want it. So what we're doing is opening up to our liberal pleasure. In other words, you may receive an incredible gift, but that is not going to be the area of your direct exposure. If we all bring forth the same aspect of God, the same ray of God, and we don't complete the circle, remember the complete pie? This is why we bring forth divine treasures in harmony. In harmony, we're all showing up to a picnic. We don't all want to bring forth the potato salad. We all want to step into our own victory, our own mastery. They're saying this is very essential. So we understand this. We're all bringing forth gifting. Now, feel the energy of the cohesive grouping. There's no higher, there's no lesser. This is very important. Some of us are still operating at a sacrifice, still operating at a disadvantage. And you are not coming to the podium of your own higher heart, and you're feeling discouraged. So this is the corrective transmission right here. We're receiving our holy advantage. That means whatever our higher understanding of self deems fit for the completion, for the ascension process for all, let it transmit. So we should be having this feeling of each of us like spokes of a wheel, or each of us holding hands, or each of us in prayer motion, and then together we rise. Together we open up to our divine fulfillment. So they're showing me the Ace of Wands. So this is the fire energy that we are stirring. We are bringing forth the hearth. We're bringing forth the awakening. Allow yourself to receive victory in the now present. So the now present is, well, I hope this takes. I'm going to come back to group over and over and over. And maybe by June, I may be beginning. That's not divine present. It's all in the now exposure, because we already are in our ascended status. We're just not consciously aligned with that. It's not where our focus has been, because we drawn the line in the sand and we've said we can go no further. So in other words, the end result is guaranteed. We are the divine. We can't not be. This is very important. We're not trying to get somewhere. We're permitting the limitations, the boundaries to drop, to be released. And we're opening up to our true possessions, our possession being our extension of light. So the divinity codes that are being activated are our remembrance of our true home life, of our true divine union. So as we will receive this affordability, as we will receive this totality of claim means expect miracles. Totality of claim means that before you ask, it is answered. Not by some gods far, far away, by your own transmission, by your own consent. In other words, it's been part of the divine plan from the moment you enter this state of awareness. So before you ask, it is answered. It's already committed to you. What we're doing is moving into further and further states of allowance. They're saying, say, trance states. And I'm like, we're not in trance. So this is where I'm even editing the words. Trance states of allowance means you're receiving this transmission on multiple levels of understanding. So because we're multidimensional, there's the course offering, the words, the verbiage, the channeling, the throat, etc. But we're also aligned, they're saying, in heaven. So heaven would be 5D. Heaven would be when we telepathically communicate where we truly reside. So the trance state is recognizing that we're attuning to the broadcast of love. Not love separate from us, love our true status, our true state. So as we receive ourselves in wholeness, as we receive ourselves in joy and merriment, and remember, we're all part of that one pie. There's no greater, there's no lesser. Some have contracts to show up and, okay, I'm ready. Okay, so what we're doing, want me to step back. The suffering is that somehow we believe what's due us it's like lost in the mail. I was supposed to receive a package. Where did it go? What we're doing is trusting our divine forecast, our divine inheritance. Trusting that everything is in motion for completion in the here and now, because we're coming into agreement with our last step. Our last step on record when we ascend into ascended master status while in form is already recorded. It's already occurred. What we're doing is it's like, what was that called when you get your taxes fast, rapid return? So we're accelerating our discovery. We're accelerating our motion of allowing that full consent, full alignment. Now, this is where our free will comes into play. It's a done deal. What is not a done deal is how long we putter, how long we take, how long we get comfortable in the old energies of avoidance or denial or suffering or jealousy or pick an afflictive emotion. So that's up to us. So we're speeding our readiness. They just use my file, so I've got speedy delivery, Mr. Rogers, speedy delivery. We're speeding our readiness. Now we come equipped when we remember that we are divinity in form. Then understand the power and strength of your essence, of your decision making, of your will. Because who you are is the goddess itself, the God itself, the energy of love. So what you say goes. When you watch yourself stuck in the afflictive emotion, well, there's that resentment again. There's no judgment about it, but there's an entitlement, there's an offering to stay in it, to play it out. I think I'm going to play this script ad nauseum at times. But then, at any moment when we're playing out the disaster formula, because we know where it's going to get us, a headache if nothing else, we have opportunity to jump into our chariot, to take on the angel wings. All of these offerings, these chariots of light, our angel accompaniments, these energies are not separate from us. They're aspects of that which we're deciding to utilize, to be one with. So when we bow to masters, when we channel masters, we're saying yes to our own master understanding, our own master indicative, so our own master agreement. So understand that you're the master of choice in each holy moment. In each holy moment you decide. It matters not what you decide yesterday. It matters not what you decided a minute ago. That's where your freedom is. In each moment you have opportunity to step through the veil, to remember your truth, to decide to ascend. Now, ascension has graduated stepping, so you're not trying to suddenly leave your linear life or form. What you're doing is ascending from your prior suffering. Our steps are ordered. So when we say yes to ascension, what we're saying is I'm ready to stop being unconscious in this delivery. Everything we experience is reflecting the consciousness we abide by. So leaving your life and wanting someone else's is not going to help. Leaving this life and trying to get into your next lifetime is not going to help, because your consciousness is going to follow you. So what we're doing is relaxing, stretching out our angel wings, and deciding, choosing the light. Choosing our remembrance without dictate, meaning we're not going to dictate it. A Course in Miracles, we don't know what anything is for, but we're willing to know We're willing to know. We're deciding to know. So as we will receive this holy offering, God, that was not the word, but I'm going to use the word offering. As we will receive this holy entitlement, the reason they want me to explain this, because this is occurring for others, sometimes I'm getting tripped up on words because I'm moving into more of a multidimensional arrival where it's just beyond words and I'm kind of experiencing it and communicating at the same time. The reason they're saying that is this is happening for many of us where something's happening, we don't understand it. Go with it. The words will stop you. The I need to understand this on the intellect. We receive downloads. So trust the knowing. Trust the knowing and permit yourself the expansion. Permit yourself the delivery. You don't have to have a detailed roadmap. You're not getting there with your mind. You're following your heart. Fool card, you're stepping out in faith. So as we will receive our holy reminder, as we will receive this advancement, we report to our divine commitment. Remember, allowing divine pleasure, allowing divine override, allowing our higher awareness, our higher self, our I Am presence to commingle, to join us in form, to take over, if you will, our existence. You're not losing yourself, you're finding yourself. And this is what we're entitled to. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive this true remembrance, we do so with victory. It's already established. We do so with victory. The energy exchange has already occurred. We do so with victory. It's very important that we start understanding that we're timeless. Miracles occur instantly. So we're getting used to existing out of time. We're getting used to moving into a place where time, gravity, the laws of the ego are not where we operate, are not where we function from. So this is the liftoff, this is the transference. Seeing with eyes anew, seeing your brother and sister in the light, seeing each as a Christ member, seeing each through the eyes of the Christ. Not even understanding what that means. Knowing that you will be shown, you will be led as you come asunder, as you have the promise to witness the divinity in self and others. That's how we open the door. Witness the divinity in self and others. Make that your new reality in all ways. So as we will receive this light, we do so in remembrance that we're turning on the light for all to come. This means we're dropping the need for time. We're awakening to our true relevance. So all aspects of our life will receive this offering. And we have shifted our lives. We have shifted what we can expect. Because we've sent out the coursework of love. We've sent out truth. We've said yes to our homecoming. Let us receive.